All right, so what I'm trying to do here is pull together a set of statements that I hope you will memorize or memorize a functioning alternative. These are the statements that run through the heads of people when I ask them to do these for me. And literally hundreds of times I've plopped an exercise very much like what we're going to call homework 3 in front of people who do factorial designs or review factorial designs and had them walk me through things. And this is the set of truths that this is based on. What about the three-way? The three-way interaction, significant or not, is always descriptive. The highest order term is always descriptive because there's nothing for which it can be conditional to. It's the highest order effect. It's as fancy as it gets. It's as detailed as it gets. It is what you have to offer. What about two-way interactions? If the three-way is non-significant, all three two-ways are descriptive. If you don't have a three-way, then you don't have a two-way is different at different values of the third. And if you don't have the two-ways different at different values of the third, then the two-way is descriptive. Right? Because it's either different at different values of the third, misleading, or it's the same at different values of the third, descriptive. So if you don't have a three-way, your two-ways are safe. And notice, once again, whether a two-way is safe or not safe is not dependent on whether the two-way is significant or not. Lower order effects being descriptive is based on higher order effects being significant. So if the three-way is non-significant, all two-ways are descriptive. If the three-way is significant, all two-way and all main effects are suspect. If you've got an it depends sitting up there, you got to worry about it depends everywhere else. If the three-way is significant, a two-way is only descriptive if that two-way has the same pattern for each condition of the third IV. Okay? And this is the gray area. Because on the one hand, you've got the definition of a three-way, which is simple two ways that are different. But the way that they're different could be different in direction, like this, no direction, direction versus direction. Or it could just be simple two ways that are different in terms of size. That is an interaction. That is an interaction. That is a bigger interaction than that. So we have a three-way. Okay? And you got to watch for combinations that can be confusing, like that's an effect, that's an effect, that's an effect, that's an effect. That's an interaction. But the size of this interaction is about the same as the size of that interaction, so we might not have a three-way. This is two pointies bigger than that. This is also two pointies bigger than that. These may all be bigger numbers and smaller numbers, but that's not the idea. The idea is that this pattern has to be different in direction or size than this pattern. And given this pointy count, they might not be, which is why we have significance tests. I think I told you the story once about how when 10 or 12 years ago when confidence intervals were really popular for a few years, I wrote up a three-way and sent it into APA as nothing but confidence intervals. And a description of something like this went from like 12 sentences to 3 pages. It just goes on and on and on. Because I included the confidence interval and the effect size, of course. Because I was being a butthead. I'm recording right now. And so there's a lot to describe. There's a lot of pieces. We'll practice. What about the main effects? The main effect of an IV that is not involved in any two-way or three-way is always descriptive. So if you've got a variable that's not involved in any higher order terms, then you know that its main effect is descriptive because there's nothing for it to depend on. It's not part of a two-way where it depends. It's not part of a three-way where it depends. And so a main effect that's not involved in any higher order interactions has to be descriptive. That's a nice place to start. If the three-way is descriptive, a main effect is only descriptive if that main effect has the same pattern for each combination of the other two IVs. For that to be descriptive, it has to be the same as all four of the others. If a two-way is significant, the main effects of those IVs are suspect, which is the flip of part of this. If a two-way is significant, the main effect of an IV involved in that interaction is only descriptive if that main effect has the same pattern for each condition of the other IV. Now, again, this is a set of statements. This set of statements is necessary and sufficient to understand and to be the basis for a script to how to go through a three-way, describe each effect, and decide whether it's descriptive or misleading. Okay? It's just the statement collection. We'll work on the script now. Well, after one more thing.